USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden and President Trump are set to take the stage in less than an hour in Cleveland for the first presidential debate. The 90-minute commercial-free affair will be moderated by Fox News' Chris Wallace, 35 days before the election. The glass fire in Northern California is burning more than 42,000 acres and is at 0% contained, says Cal Fire Division Chief Jonathan Cox.
As you know, this fire is burning across multiple counties, both Sonoma and Napa County. Because of such, the incident is now in unified command between Cal Fire, the Napa County Sheriff's Office, as well as the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he deeply believes Amy Coney Barrett should be the next Supreme Court Justice. The Kentucky Republican, one of eight lawmakers, meeting with Barrett on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
Representative Tulsi Gabbard said that Project Veritas' recent video alleging a ballot harvesting scheme in Minneapolis was further evidence that we need a ban on ballot harvesting. The Democrat from Hawaii taking to Twitter and saying,
"Now, to protect the integrity of our vote in our elections, I've introduced legislation called the Election Fraud Prevention Act with my friend Representative Rodney Davis. Our bipartisan bill protects the chain of custody for every one of our ballots by prohibiting funding from going to states that allow this practice of ballot harvesting to occur."
The Minneapolis Police Department says they are looking into allegations of voter fraud. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continuing his overseas trip, the secretary now working on decreasing tensions between two NATO allies, Greece and Turkey. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as President Trump is preparing for his debate with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, what can we expect to see from the president? David Bossie was President Trump's campaign manager in 2016. He tells Fox News,
"He wants this debate to be about the issues. He wants it to be about the big issues that the American people want to hear about, whether you support higher taxes and more job-killing regulation or lower taxes in a vibrant economy, whether you are for open borders or for border security, whether you're for anarchy in the streets and defunding the police or for supporting law and order. The president is coming ready to talk about the issues. He's not going to get dragged down into these little petty grievances that Joe Biden has."
Coffee drinkers, listen up. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why you might want to head to your favorite coffee spot for a free cup of Joe.
Today is National Coffee Day.
You the cream in my coffee.
It has both local coffee shops and the big national chains offering deals for National Coffee Day. Starbucks reward members can get a free drink that can be loaded to their account. Dunkin' is offering free hot or iced coffee with any purchase. And at Krispy Kreme, coffee is completely free today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.